From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome into Ask WWCR. This is episode 587, intended for broadcast April 4th through 18th, 2024. Well, we're now a couple months just about into our summer frequency schedule. I hope our regular listeners have grown accustomed to the changing frequency times. I know there are quite a few popular programs that hop onto a different frequency for half of the year and then another frequency for the other half. If you were not aware of that change, and you're not picking us up at certain times that you used to over the winter and the fall, you can find a detailed description of our new transmitter schedule on WWCR.com, and you can click on Transmitter Schedules on the left side of the webpage. Well, we've gotten a large batch of reception reports since our schedule change, and I've picked a few of those to read here on the air. Most of these reception reports are also requesting QSL confirmation cards. We will get those out in the mail, sent to you as soon as possible. If quite some time passes and your QSL does not arrive in the mail from us, send us the details again of your reception and we'll be sure to send out another one. As big of an operation as international mail is, I don't doubt that letters can sometimes not make it to their destination. With the amount of QSLs we send out, I'm sure that's probably happened. I just saw a story the other day of a postal delivery person in New Jersey who was fired for just throwing away the mail. He would get his mail for his route, and he would just go home and throw it away. Because I suppose going home and having lunch is far easier than running around town delivering mail. So, for whatever reason, antics or not, if you do not receive your QSL card in a timely manner, please just reach back out to us, and we'll make sure we get that out to you. We do want to send those out. We want to make sure that you guys get them. So, with that, I'm going to go over some of these reception reports. And the first is from a listener in America. This is Giovanni from California, who is a 22-year-old radio listener from the city of Oxnard in California. They provide a fun fact here that Oxnard is famous for being the number one producer of California strawberries, and I do believe they market them as such in the store. There's a clear distinction between your regular strawberries and your California strawberries. And Giovanni's draw to WWCR was 4840 in order to hear the VORW international program. Very popular program here on the station. The voice of report of the week, who draws in a lot of younger people into shortwave, and we're always, always thankful for that. Giovanni says, I would like to leave this reception report, and this is not required, but they've also provided a link to a YouTube video where they have recorded the actual picking up of the broadcast. This is not a required thing for reception reports, but they're very unique. It's very cool to go online and to see videos of, you know, people with a Grundig or just a screen capture of an SDR, and they're picking up our broadcast and picking it up very well. So the last note that Giovanni has here on the reception report is a very kind one. Thank you for keeping shortwave alive. And thank you for listening, Giovanni. That's a two-part deal, the broadcasting and the listening. Thank you for reaching out to us. Next up is outside of the U.S., and I do apologize. I know I'm going to butcher this name. This is Jani from Tampere, Finland, listening on a Flydog SDR, and their description of the program that they were picking up was the University Network on 13845, That is the Dr. Scott program. And they give a pretty good description of what I would assume is Melissa Scott preaching. And they gave us a SINPO of fours mostly across the board. The only area there is not a four is in the section of propagation disturbance, and that is a three. However, that far into the country of Finland, I'd say that's very good. 4-4-4-3-4. And their last note, along with a request for a QSL card, they say, thank you for your program and bless you. Bless you, Yanni. And we will be getting that QSL card to you shortly. The next reception report here in line. This is Andre from Wolfsburg, Germany. Very cool name for a town, Wolfsburg. And they start their letter here with saying that they do it old school, via antenna. They state that anyone can do internet. The antenna is what's in. And they say that the signal gotten through that antenna was okay. It's also not the first time that they've requested a QSL from WWCR. They say that, he says, my first WWCR QSL was from 1989. Several exclamation points. Long time ago. He also says that I must look at your schedule for what the best reception is for me. It would be really nice if you could send me a confirmation. I hope I can present WWCR properly and with pride again. Well, we will send you a QSL confirmation, and we'll also send you a program guide so that when you do find out what the best signal is in your area, the best frequency for you to pick up, you'll know exactly what you'll be listening to on it. So thank you, Andre from Wolfsburg, for reaching out to WWCR. And on the back here, he's included some artwork from Wolfsburg. There's the crest of the town, which is a normal shield-looking crest with a castle over a moat, and standing in between two towers of the castle is a golden wolf. Fierce-looking wolf with some fangs. Very cool. I don't know how many towns in the U.S. can say that they have a seal with a castle and a wolf. I believe mine back home is a tree with some apples on it. No wolf, no castle, so this is very cool. And above that crest, he's got a Volkswagen emblem and a photo of the Volkswagen factory in Wolfsburg, which is the worldwide headquarters of the Volkswagen Group. And after a little bit of fun fact searching on Google, I found that that plant produced about 500,000 vehicles last year at that plant alone. Now, I believe this is a smaller number than what that plant is used to. There were some supply chains in COVID that most likely made that plant take a hit in production. And to the left of this Wolfsburg crest and Wolfsburg Volkswagen plant, he's got a very German piece of artwork on here. It looks to be a man working on a busted machine. The eyes are very wide. Looks like an accident of some kind. And the man's actually wearing a pair of headphones and wearing what looks like a Rolling Stones t-shirt. So it may be a busted radio there. Little accident at the radio station, possibly. So very cool. Very cool artwork and a little history from Wolfsburg, Germany. We appreciate you, Andre, for reaching out with your reception. And we will get a QSL out to you shortly. I mentioned earlier that the VORW program brings in a lot of younger shortwave listeners that may be new and aren't familiar with sending in reception reports. If you are new to shortwave and you'd like to receive a confirmation QSL card from the station, all that we require of you in your reception report is your name, the frequency you were tuned to, the location that you picked that frequency up from, and the time you picked that up in a UTC measurement of time. Now, UTC can be complicated. There are a plethora of time conversion charts on the internet you can use to help with that. That is what is required, but additional information is also helpful. The title of the program, if you were able to catch it. If not, then simply a description of what you heard will suffice. The kind of radio you were using, the kind of antenna you were using, if you used a special antenna. And like some of the reception reports here that I read today provided us with some fun facts or some art from their part of the world, we really like seeing that stuff. We hope to see more. And you can send all of that information to qsl@wwcr.com. That's if you email. That's qsl@wwcr.com. And a majority of our QSL requests do come in through email. However, you are more than welcome to send paper mail, and we will send you a confirmation just as well. And you can address your letter to WWCR 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee 37218, USA. That's a letter addressed to WWCR 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee 37218, USA. That's all for this week, and I want to thank you for listening to Ask WWCR, and thank you for listening to WWCR in general. And we hope to hear from you all soon. Thank you.
Ask WWCR is a bi-weekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.